Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Trek Talk with Tech and Kirk and Handy and Boom and everybody else. I'm Techman16.
I'm Kirky.
Andy's LARPing.
Yeah, and I'm fumbling with my mute button. I'm Boom.
All right, and subbing for Handy, I guess, we got Cult Leader Smooth. How's it going, man?
Not bad. Actually taking a day off, so talking to y'all a little bit.
Yeah!
What if we could get a Smooth Handy? That'd probably be pretty good.
I think you crossed the line right there.
Oh, I jumped right over it, buddy. Both feet.
What you need is a Smooth Handy key.
Ow. That just kind of sounds like it hurts.
But it feels so good.
What if you get a Smooth Handy that's lethal? See there, lethal? I included you. Fuck, here's Handy. God damn it.
Fuck, Handy's here.
Here goes the show. Let's wrap it up, everybody.
Good.
All right. So, Handy, how's it going, man? You feeling better?
Yeah. All good.
So, Handy made a confession to me last night. And, Handy, you want to tell me what your confession was?
Yeah, I watched Lower Decks, all of it. I binged it all in, like, a day. It was quite good.
The whole thing in a day?
Well, like a day and a half or something. I mean, the episodes are only like 20 minutes long.
You want to tell Tech the sad news, which is that I knew you did that like 3 or 4 days ago?
Yeah, I told this first.
Sorry, Tech.
Well, fuck you both.
Well, I had news. I had watched like 4 or 5 episodes, but now that's irrelevant since Handy watched the whole fucking thing.
Yep, Handy wins.
Handy wins.
Truth be told, I have not seen the fourth one, so when we start talking about it, just FYI. Anyway, go ahead, Tick.
Actually, no, Smooth. Which episodes did you watch, and what'd you think of it?
I watched just, I think it was the first 5, or maybe only 4, just the first season. Just the initial episodes is all I've got around to watching. I liked it, all right. It was, to me, more entertaining than trying to watch the Deep Space Nine old Tech.
Ouch. Shots fired.
But it was alright. There's nothing on TV, so it has entertained me.
I mean, it's a pretty good show. I was pleasantly surprised.
Make a lot of references and callbacks.
How long until cable just dies? Like, how long until streaming was just the way to go? I mean, who the fuck watches TV? I mean, I was talking to Madam about it. I remember maybe a few months ago, I was reading on one of the few times I actually get on FaceSpace, and you know they have like the suggested articles, and I finally clicked on one because it was actually kind of interesting. It was like they did a survey or study or whatever the fuck you want to call it, where they were trying to figure out like the average age of some of people who still actually watch like cable television, and I think like the average age was like late 40s, early 50s, because most younger people that are like 40 and below don't do cable. And then like there was also another huge percentage of people, something like somewhere around 40% or something, low 40s, that admitted the only reason that they have cable in their house is because their internet service provider requires them to have it as a bundle. So
that's super common. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people that do that. So it's interesting to me that like, how the fuck are they still making money? I mean, obviously they're still going to make money for a little while, but like how long until we start seeing that shit dissolve? I mean, look at sports. Most of the people I know who still watch mainstream sports like football and baseball, they don't watch that shit on regular TV anymore. They watch that shit on a streaming service.
Yeah.
My house, and we do not have kind of cable or satellite anymore.
I'd say give it another 10 years. It'll be pretty much gone. Just like telephone. Nobody has telephones anymore. They're all cell phones.
Yeah. And a lot of the people there, again, a lot of people that have telephones, they have it because it's required as part of a bundle.
Some people have it as just an emergency backup.
Yeah.
Like my business phones are somehow through the internet. You know, if somebody cuts a fiber optic cable, we lose phones.
Yeah, most are these days. Most internet cable service providers, they run everything through the internet now, even your telephone.
That was the I remember back in the day, we kept a regular phone line because when the power would go down, your phone would still work. So that was, you know, years and years and years ago.
With cell phones, I mean, they got a fucking battery. So unless you're dullard, probably still going to have signal.
Well, I think that, well, the idea there was, no, the idea there is talking about a dullard. What the fuck is 1952?
I just popped in my head. I don't know what to tell you.
Andy's going to start calling people dunces out of nowhere now. I'm going to be a dunce.
I mean, it's a little better than idiot. Dumb shit.
What I'm saying is, like, yeah, that's all well and good, but, like, with the, you know, your power goes out, if for some reason there's a problem with the tower or something like that, you know, the phone would still work, and that was the idea. But I think now, fucking, I mean, I don't know how it is now. I'm no data technician or anything like that, but I think they're, like you're saying, they're getting away from that. So even if you have a fucking phone line, it's still tied to the internet. So
I think everyone here needs Adderall, because what little I get time to chime in, y'all wormhole and, like, get off track, like, super easy.
Welcome to Trek Talk, motherfucker.
That's all we do is lose track.
Anyway, back to the fucking Lower Decks, because Smooth's a fucking crybaby.
Back to Lower Decks, yeah. So, that's Handy, did you watch the latest episode? Boom. Handy. Latest episode of Lower Decks?
I only watched the season opener. I've been slammed, so I got nothing.
Andy, you're my only way out of this.
Yes, I watched it.
What did you think?
It was good. You remind me real quick though, because I watched so much of it in such a short period of time, it's kind of all blended together.
Oh, spoiler warning, whatever. The episode is about relaxation. And they brought back a cameo of, the captain of the Cerritos was possessed by a mask a la Data.
The beginning of the show was fucking hilarious. He's just floating through the ship, transforming the ship. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. It was very much a la Data. I can't remember what the society that created the mask was, but... Yeah, like, the engineering crew has been working overtime trying to fix everything, and the captain's like, you all need to rest, and so they go to this whatever, Ryza look-alike thing to do rest and relaxation, but the engineering crew keeps on working. They keep fixing everything, and the captain goes super crazy about, like, you all need to rest, and then... And the engineers,
like, and she was like, "You don't respect me. Nobody listens to me." Freaking out.
And then finally, like, the engineering crew's like, "All right, we got to engineer our way out of this. So we got to stop engineering." And but then they engineered a relax machine.
And they make an Insta machine.
Yeah, like 10 minutes in here, it'll totally relax you, and then. Yeah.
The funny part is the person that runs the, like, Ryza place was end up being super unstable at the end.
Yeah, because she's like, get rid of this thing. Actually, it really resonated with me, because I feel like that. I've been running on fumes like the engineering team has been for months and months and months and months. And I truly resonate with that episode where you need rest and relaxation, but right now is not the time for that, unfortunately, for me anyway. But that's a whole nother discussion. But it was like I was really attentive during that episode period. So since nobody else has watched it, I guess we'll move on to the cult. Smooth, how do you like being the cult admiral?
She's so sanctuary.
It blows. Nobody likes being admiral of any alliance, but somebody's got to be admiral.
I said not it first.
And Inch has carried it forever. He's got shit going on, so I basically don't do anything since I've been at Nona, so I figure I would step in while he's doing his stuff.
Weren't you, like, the calm of war? Wasn't that your official title beforehand?
Yeah, when we're at war. Just having fun with the game. But I'm, like, calm now. I don't war. When being admiral, I was told that you got to chill out.
Right. Well, Waffle says Boom loves being admiral. Don't you, Boom?
I mean, it's not so bad, but that's because I'm the fleet admiral. So, see, each actual alliance that we have has an admiral that I work with, but I don't have to deal with any of it directly, which that buffer makes all the difference. Although it is annoying that other alliances try to track me down to talk to me, because I have no interest in that.
Actually, for your situation, are you in DE or in BE right now?
I still move around, but I am currently in DE. I'm still trying to decide what I want to do now that they've done this alliance rep nonsense.
Well, there are rep locks, but so when you're admiral of DE, do you have like a comm that's officially the admiral of DE, and then you're just above that?
So I never, when I move around, I never actually like take the admiral position in game. Like, I have no need for that or interest. So like Occam's is the DE admiral, Zar is the BE admiral, Golden Crane is the CE admiral. But yes, I'm just above them.
Just above them, being an agent.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like. I think I'm currently a Commodore. Like, I actually don't really care, though. The in-game role isn't that relevant.
Back to Smooth here. How do you like dealing with Key going into TC every night?
It's normal shit, but I know we ain't had no big problems, and I know recently we had a weird one. We had a player quit a couple days ago that just didn't want to play no more and put his base in our TC, and here's the whatever. And during the night,
he's still fucking there.
Oh, he moved.
Okay.
He's drained now. I think he moved. But Key came in during the night and just starts killing everybody and raiding the base, you know, which there's no bigs on. It's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. But he's one of our comms sends him a message about it, and he's like, his response was, "This could just be a dormant base for all I know." Well, it was a base in TC with no tags, and we had members raiding the base. But basically, you're still raiding with our servers frowned upon since it was created. But I guess no more. So I guess it's fair game now to steal raid.
Well, that's just Key though.
Yeah, which I didn't talk to leadership about it. And, you know, they was like, yeah, that's not real cool. And give them a couple days, because I knew Key would be get a hold of. You know, as you play this game, you know when people play and when they don't. In some cases, you know, Key's a late-night player. So it took a couple days, and they talked to Key, and their leadership as a whole, the majority decided there wasn't nothing wrong with that.
I find that hard to believe.
Oh, well. I can do the same. They raid a lot more than we do, so there'll be a lot more opportunities. Now, I look at it like this. They get to do the hard work, find the bases, crack the bases. I just look for a little glowing spot in the system.
Now, here's the problem. It's one of those things where he wants cake and he wants to eat it too. So, you know damn well that if... In fact, you know, you have to theorize, Key many times is pitched a fit when somebody interferes with a raid that he's on. In fact, just a day or two ago, what was it? I think Tech or somebody was defending some random player, and they got pissed off at him.
Yeah, that was funny.
And I'll bet you, was Key involved? Because here's something you got to know about Key. Anytime anybody on his team says, "Oh, this happened," he gets all, "Oh, well, I got to handle this." He's a paladin.
Well, it wouldn't look good if he would refrain from typing so many PMs, because the shit he says is just, for one, it's absurd, and it's adolescent. I know everybody in this pretty much is adults is playing this thing, but when you read some of the shit he says, you wouldn't think that.
Yeah, I mean, I have a few guesses on why.
But it's a most. I don't give a shit. When I interfere with a raid, I don't want to hear a damn word.
Yeah, most people aren't interested in talking. They're just trying to play the game.
I want to, on that subject, I will say that the vast majority of the dark players, I mean, even now that I deal with, and admittedly, I deal with people in the game a lot less than I used to. The ones that I do, so just anecdotally speaking, I mean, they're not like that. The vast majority of them, they're not going to do some shit like that, you know?
No, I agree.
You know, you just got someone who, for whatever reason, they think the number next to their name in the game means something. And unfortunately, that's the way that people like that act. And it really means nothing else other than it's a direct representation of how much money you've spent on this game.
Yeah, but nobody wants to go up against a level player. Nobody wants to upset. Nobody wants Key to leave. So they'll let him run amok and do stupid shit because they don't want him leaving.
Why is that?
I mean, that's pretty much every alliance. I mean, I've let shit slide in. I've let shit slide in Nona because I'm like, well, fuck. He's a big player. He's been here for like 3 years. I'll just kind of let it slide. It's just a reality.
I disagree, man. Like,
well, maybe you treat it differently, but the world ain't a fair place.
I can give some backstory to this, though. Me and Tech both can, because this is something I like the guys in Dark. I get along with, at least I think we do. He might post a chat and tell me to fuck off, whatever, but I don't know. I don't have a problem with Lethal. He's down there. I don't really have a problem with anybody in Dark. But I do know that when I left for the sole reason that because numbers were being prioritized over the quality of player, like the quality of, you know, person behind the screen name. And so there were people that were coming in, we were booting people that were lower levels that were good people. It was fun to be around good personalities. And they were kicking people to replace them with higher level people. And it was never explicitly stated, but it's like everybody that you kick is in the low 30s and they're replaced by somebody in the low to mid 40s. You know, we can see what's going on. I mean, the proof is right there in front of us. And I didn't care for that because the atmosphere was changing. So at that point, they started prioritizing the numbers over, you know, the actual player itself. And so that's one of the reasons why I left, not because I hated anybody there or anything like that. I was still treated pretty decently, except Tech got booted randomly. I'm sure he'll have something else to say about it. But, you know, that's what happened. And that was probably about the time I joined Nona. So what, maybe like a year ago or something? And
more than that. It was like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, well, yeah, so yeah, it's been a while, but there's definitely there was a sort of a culture shift from let's raid everybody and just have fun to we want to prioritize having the biggest power and having bigger power players. And there's nothing wrong with trying to recruit your power players. I mean, that's just, it's basic, but it's like when you get rid of some of the core people that make it so fun. I mean, there were people that were in their like lower ops 30s. They were just so fun to play with. I mean, they couldn't really help you out all that much, but they were fun to play with. They were fun to raid with and stuff like that. So that was kind of the culture. So,
yeah, I mean, I get that. I'm just saying that people should not prioritize power in that way. Like,
no,
the team has to come first. Otherwise, you end up being too hypocritical.
Like, well, yeah, it's an organic growth thing, right? Because if you create, it's like that. It's like the old "if you build it, they will come" thing, right?
Play devil's advocate. Dark's made it work. You got to admit,
and that be argued. I know it wouldn't work for me because I know there's so many different personalities there. I don't know. You get so many different personalities and ways of doing things, and it makes it confusing. Just like, I know I never expected to get the answer I did over this little raid deal, which, whatever, not a big deal. But to me, it's a change in the way the team is playing the game. Because if you justify it for one, you're justifying it for all. And he's level 59 don't mean he can steal raids, but the others can't. So now it means that everybody can.
So, Boom, the difference is why we don't want Key to be ostracized is because he's done that so many times and he's terrorized just anybody for being anybody if he's ostracized in that way. So it's more prudent for him to be on a team regardless of what that team is, and to let him go rogue.
I guess. I mean, we have a rogue player on our server who's like, he's a level 55, so he can't hit everyone, but he does plenty of damage. And then the most powerful player on our server, THC, like, he couldn't get his shit together for incursions, so we booted him. Well, we looted him, and then he quit and went and joined the group we're at war with, called GUMAD, whatever. But and the idea is just, like, it doesn't matter that he was the most powerful person on the server, he still doesn't get special treatment. You cannot afford to run your alliance that well. Okay, obviously this is just my perspective, but I don't feel like you can afford to run your alliance giving people special treatment, because then you ostracize the other people you're not giving special treatment to.
And I agree with that, and we have been guilty of it, just like many others on our server. And when you're guilty of that and let the shit slide, you're basically just encouraging it.
Yeah, but 99% of the time we try not to do that, but it does still happen. Even sometimes subconsciously, and you look back on, you know, hindsight's 20/20, and you look back and you're like, wow, I kind of treated that situation differently than I might have in some other scenario.
Which, in the end, it's not a big deal. I'll just make adjustments, play the game the way somebody else plays it, or you have another choice, you can go to war, which I love war. My favorite thing about the game, but you got all the lower players that do not love war.
That's because they get curb stomped every time.
Well, yeah, well, it's just like the situation here. I walked outside, so I'm not at the computer, but like some of the message to Keys of 59, everybody that was online is like low 40s, mid 40s at that time. He's like, it's resources. I want it. Stop me. Well, he knows they can't stop him, but why send a message and be a dick? Because you just want to be a dick.
It was funny. He had a fully loaded Sanctus of resources, and he was hitting my base, and he was hitting the base next to me. The reason I didn't shield is because I was raiding somebody else in TC, so I was gaining more resources and letting him hit my base, because I'm like, all right, man, you're not gaining anything, so just keep hitting my base. I'll just keep sending my amalgam out and get more resources.
This morning I got up and somebody told me he was in RTC again, whatever base it was. He kept hitting the same base over and over with a warship. And then there was other people didn't even know there was anything going on with their ships coming in. He just starts killing ships that are coming back to base just for no reason. Imagine if I did that in RTC.
They would have declared war on us. Well, I mean, it just comes down to the fact that you need to tell Dark Leadership what's going on. Report it. So that they can do something about it.
Well, I did. I don't know if they can or won't. I'll give them some time. I'm not one of these people that's going to, you know, filling in as Admiral. I'm not going to send somebody a message and expect an immediate solution. But the fact that he don't even recognize what he did is wrong, and nobody gives a shit. If we go to war, go to war. I don't care. I get bored enough with the game, maybe I'll drop tags and do a little rogue thing. I bet that would make them cry.
I think the best thing for us to do, for anybody to do, it's worked for me. You just ignore people like that, and you deal like it's like a speed bump, you know, especially if it's one person. You can't really do enough to throw me off that much. You might cost me an extra 5 or 10 minutes a day having to resend a miner or whatever it is, or a warship. But for the most part, I mean, one person isn't really going to derail a whole game. Unless you're somebody like Chef, where you have the time, the dedication, and the patience to do what you're doing, Chef can really derail some motherfuckers' games, but he ain't nowhere near that level of being able to accomplish that. And so for the most part, I think you just ignore the shit like that and just handle it the way we've been handling it, and you know, just do the best you can to move past it. People get bored.
I told everyone, you know, let him waste his time sitting there hitting a base over and over with the warship. Who gives a shit?
By the way, in case anybody doesn't know, but Key's got a major hard on for Inko, and the fact that Inko's not playing, I think, is infuriating him.
I don't know.
Inko has quit. Maybe that's why he's being so aggressive. I don't know.
I think he's trying to provoke Inko to come back online. And
well, it won't take much. Keep going. By all means, proceed, sir.
I mean, but Inko will come back and smack him around and then get bored again. It happens every time. He'll get to the point where enough people complain where Inko is like, man, fuck this, and then he'll jump on and smack him around a little while, and then he gets bored because there's no competition there, and then he, you know, it's like, I don't know, man. It's like a high school football team talking shit to the fucking Miami Dolphins, you know.
There's competition now. There's crews, setups, ships out there that can take them out in certain situations.
Will Key use those crews? Let's be real.
No. What I'm trying to say is that Key has all his ships get smacked by one Q from TM. So Inko doesn't even need to be online.
No, it's just a matter of somebody being on at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning when he's on.
Yeah. You know?
And, like, yeah. I'm never up at that time. And TM will be on sometimes at that time, unless he's working. But to come in, well, here's a prime example of the difference in play style. And it's you know, there's no rules. You can be a dick if you want to be. Yesterday morning, I got up early, went in Dark's TC, found two different bases, cracked, started raiding one. One player, like level 47 or 48, sees me, tries to stop me. I got to run through. I did not. Backed off. And I just went in another zone. I had another base there. 30 minutes later, he found that. I just backed off. I could have just run through him if I wanted to. I just didn't want to be a dick. Some people play a personality in this game. It's not the real them. And some, I think that's really how they act. And I think that's really how Key acts. I think he's a bully and a fucking dickhead. And if he would like to come on Trek Talk anytime to defend himself, I will repeat that statement. Fucking dickhead.
Well, what I know about Key is he only respects power. He only respects big personalities and big power. He will step on anybody lower level rather than team or not, and only will show respect to powerful players.
I don't understand how he's even stepping on. I mean, I guess if you get low enough level, but he's terrible at crewing. When we did incursions, Key was free power destroyed, man.
Boom. Don't tell him that. We want him to think he's good at it.
I don't. You know, personally, I don't really have a problem with Key personally as far as just talking to him outside of the game.
I've never had a problem with Key. The few conversations I've had with Key have been fine. His gameplay, I don't like it. But like I said, there's no rule that says you can't be a dick. So have at it. See where it gets you.
I don't know.
He's not the first, nor the last.
We'll see how all that goes down in the next few coming months. I haven't seen much else as far as problems.
I mean, he doesn't have the capacity to learn. I mean, he's just, every time he does something and gets blown up by TM, he just copies TM's crews. I've seen that. Yeah.
Then you just change crews and you kill him again. It's not a big deal. It's just about, you know, when, like I said, main thing with Key is he's on at a time when nobody's on.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of funny that it was before, or it was after the first incursions, because I still wasn't really playing. So I logged on for the first incursions, like the day before, collected a few things, got ready, and then I participated in the first incursions because I wanted to experience it and see how it was. And then I went back to not really playing for another few weeks. And I had nothing. And I think I had purposefully spent down. I had like maybe 100 million par steel because I couldn't spend it on anything else and I couldn't donate it. But I had like nothing. Like if I had blown up a ship, I would have had to spend tokens. And he comes in and like hits my base and takes a couple loads. And he gives me this lecture about shield discipline. And it was like a week old, you know. And I go in there and I was like, okay. I was like, take the 100 million first. I said, number one, it's not Incursions yet. I said, number two, I don't really play this game anymore, man. And he was like, you know, he was giving me like he was my dad, you know, like, oh, I'm just trying to teach you a lesson about shield discipline. You really got to be more careful and all this shit. And I was just fucking laughing hysterically. I thought it was hilarious.
He did. Yeah. See what I mean? Paladin.
Say what?
I said, take that, Strange Kirk.
I don't care. Take this, person who doesn't play the game anymore. I don't, you know.
He did the same thing to me after the first Incursion. That's funny.
He does it to everybody. He's a broken record.
I mean, it's like that Will Smith thing from like Fresh Prince or whatever. He's like, he a little confused, but he got the spirit. he's not lying. You know, I mean, you do got to be better on your shield discipline, but it was just like the way he was talking to me. I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like somebody's granddad or something trying to teach him a lesson about working on cars.
It's condescending is what it is.
And I don't have that type of time.
Well, by the way, did you hear his latest strategy on what we should do during Incursions?
Oh God.
This should be good.
He said, actually, you know what? Maybe I should read it. Let me see if I can find it. And I'll read it. And I think you guys will have a good laugh.
While he's finding that, I get a kick out of everybody strategizing about Incursions because I don't get the endless conversation about it when it's you move to a level 19 or lower system
and you shield. That's the only strategy.
That unholm. That's fucking A to Z right there.
And yet our server cannot do that.
Oh no, that's a server. Was it server 30 you were going against? Congrats, y'all are gonna look like beast mode here in about 2 weeks.
You know, the thing about the Incursions, like you said, I mean, it's not that difficult. If you're gonna participate, go to the other fucking server. If you're not gonna participate, move down to a low level system and throw a shield up. It's that simple. I mean, it is that simple. There's no other.
Do we have players that will go over to the other server? Leave their shield down.
Yeah,
we do have that.
We've had that.
Yeah, we do have that. But I mean, again, we've discussed it. A couple people. It's funny. I said this, and I am going to take fucking credit for it because I didn't see it posted anywhere else, and nobody else was talking about it until a fucking month and a half after I said it. I said that our over engineering of our ROE and our overthinking and overcomplicating shit and overprotecting everything is what made the server soft. And the people are like, oh, that's stupid. I don't think so. You're wrong. No shit. Like a month and a half later, everybody that was telling me I was wrong was like, oh no, it's true. See, that's why. It's because of our ROE. And I'm like, wow, what an original idea you have. I wonder where you got that.
The fact is it may make us soft for Incursions, but for the rest of our play, it makes it very simple. Easy.
That's the problem. See, that's the thing though. Easy. And that's why it breeds even more and more crybabies. The amount of crybabies has grown exponentially. I don't care what anybody says.
I agree with that.
I mean, for example, look at, look no further than, never mind. Mud's a bad example, but anyway, there's plenty of people out there. They advocate for all this protection, and then they're the ones that want to push the issue to the nth degree. Like, oh, well, you know, there's nothing in ROE that says that. Like when Mud debuffed me because he got butt hurt that I beat him to an Acti in Apex, and then I came back and took all his OPL, and he fucking cried for several days about it. This is the same person that would just stand on a soapbox and run your name into the ground because you dry hit somebody or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then they'll do it the next week.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Dealing with now, I'm home. Hell, if I interfere with a dark raid, they're gonna lose their shit. But Keith and they said it was okay.
Well, you know as well as I do that what he says is complete bullshit and not how Dark thinks or believes. He should carry no weight there. Is he still a comm?
Yeah, no, Dark leadership decided this is a majority that it was okay for what he did. So it's okay.
I find that shocking. If that's true, then wow.
What is true?
When he first started playing there, they were like, oh, I don't think this is a good idea. Now all those columns are gone.
I know me and Lee all the time. And so I have lots of people there I talk to. And I know that's what the majority decided, that it was okay. End of story.
Okay. Well, I hope they change their mind.
Well, I don't, because they're a lot more dedicated to finding raids than I am. So, like I said, I can just look for a little glowing system.
Yeah.
Hey, Lethal, would you please let Africanus know I need Trit?
Have Africanus find the raid.
Come up and talk to us, Lethal.
I will say, Africanus...
will think it's just comical. We kind of did our part to, you know, handle the issue, and it is what it is.
Okay, hold on, boom. Did Africanus even participate during incursion?
I'm sure he did.
I don't recall. I think someone said he was, but there wasn't a lot to find on our server. I don't remember.
That's what I heard. I wish I was there to play.
I thought you told me that you had his base bookmarked. He was shielded the majority of the time.
So in the evening, yes. He definitely came back to... well, evening, it had to have been like 3:30, 4 a.m. But he definitely came back to S34, and I bookmarked him, and I was hoping his shield would drop. But a lot of you guys had good shield discipline. It was kind of irritating, because there was a lot of RSS that I wanted and could not get.
When it started, I went to y'all's server, and I went through the whole damn server. I could not find anything. Found a couple all bases that I passed on to other players while I hunted something bigger. There just wasn't nothing there.
Yeah, I found a few, and I got them, and I would just see people flying around from other alliances from 34, and I'd be like, hey, get over here. You know, come help me get this. And we'd knock it down real quick, and then a lot of them would reciprocate, and we had like a group of people just from like 7 or 8 different alliances that anytime one of them found something, they'd message the other people, and then we'd go. And so the teamwork is possible. We know it works. It's just, you know, trying to get some of the people. One of our problems is somebody posted about it from one of those fucking alliances that I don't know how to describe. Anyway, one of the smaller ones. And they were like, well, see, you big alliances push us around, and then you see what happens. This is what happens. And I'm like, so. You trying to tell me you fucking trying to lose on purpose? It makes no fucking sense. What a child.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I don't believe it.
There are a lot of childish people out there, though.
Yeah, fucking bitches. Anyway.
Anyways, moving on to incursions, we get to go up against Server 20. Ineptitude incursion. Server 34, 0-3. Server 20, 0-3. Who will get the first victory?
Who's on? Isn't there somebody that's a content creator on Server 20?
Rev Deuce.
I don't think somebody said he's on 15, not 20.
Oh, DJ's is 15. Rev Deuce is 20.
Okay, cool.
That motherfucker even still play the game other than making STFC videos for ad revenue?
Not really.
I don't think so. I think he you know, we'll see what happens.
But our very own Captain Mark, who created the very first Gary the Hate Camel logo. He'll be there on Server 20.
Captain Mark, I'm coming for you. I'm dragging my balls across your view windows.
Did they release somewhere what it is, or are we just basing it off the latest XSLB again?
We're basing it off the XSLB.
Because we've got 49 listed for us again, which we already beat the crap out of Server 49, and we can't already be a repeat, so...
Are you guys 3-0?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what would be really interesting is if they started pairing us with EU and APAC servers because of the time difference. That would make shit interesting.
EU servers are so sparsely populated, it would barely be a fair fight. We'd lose 99-1.
Maybe they could do a handicap match, 2 EU servers for 1 North American server.
Well, after our server, I'm gonna play when, but I will not be dedicated to the shit no more.
According to Ripper, you can't put 3 servers in an incursion. It's not physically possible.
Shit would be cool though. Just like, who do you want to fuck up today? Have it like a week long thing. You just wake up in the morning. Which server do you want to go to today?
The fact is it's up to the leadership of every alliance out there to talk to their people and get them to move to a low level system and shield and put up 3-day shield. I don't care.
So, when do we start the booting and looting?
I'd say 2 or 3 days out anyway.
But what about my alliance rep?
What Server 45 did is that's what they did. They went around and made sure every single one of their players was in a low-level system.
Well, the alliance rep is you get locked. There are certain locks. The first one's 1.5 million. So once you get to 1.5 million, fuck it. Just raid the shit out of these people. Actually, there are multiple locks.
Where did you hear about an alliance rep lock? I've not heard
that. That was from DJs. In one of his shows, he posted that there's an alliance rep lock at 1.5 million, and there's another one, I think, at 10 million or something like that. I can't remember.
Hmm.
I remember the first one was 1.5 million, though. I've not tested it yet because I haven't left the cult. So
I'm almost to 7 million.
There's only one way out of the cult.
Through a body bag.
The leave button?
The kick button.
No, you gotta leave. You gotta drink the Kool-Aid.
The Kool-Aid, yeah. Through the mystical powers of the Kool-Aid.
You have any Splenda? I try to stay away from sugar.
Free ticket day. Thank you, Scopely. Woo!
Cheap thrills.
7.75. You're glorified. Good job, Waffle. Hey, so Waffle, or maybe Boom, you can explain to me. So Honcho was a different player and he quit and he just gave his account to Waffle. Is that what happened?
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, that's literally what happened. I don't have anything more than that. Honcho just got tired of the Scopely shit and apparently told Waffle, hey, man, here's my login info. Go crazy.
It does happen.
No event reset. My game's going fucking berserk.
Yeah, I do that.
Waffle says, here's my login info. Have fun. That's funny.
What else? What else we got going on?
Up, DT. How's it going? You have fun with Key blowing up his ships on your base?
Yeah, that's always fun.
Anybody else have any more info? Or anything interesting to talk about?
Stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
How was it?
Did you get your own towels?
Excellent. Extra towels. And stole two of them.
You motherfucker.
Tell us about it.
No.
Was there like a crackhead in the front?
Crackheads everywhere at Holiday Inn nowadays.
What profound information did you gain from staying at a Holiday Inn Express last night?
None. I hate to be let y'all down, but I was actually lying. I did not stay at a Holiday Inn.
Oh. Well, fuck you.
But you got some podcast filler.
We always have that. We have Strange Kirk for that.
Yeah.
He's Mr. Podcast Filler.
You know what? Fuck you.
You know it's true.
Signed it.
Anybody hear any more information about the return of Prodigy or the Janeway show? Because I haven't.
No, you're usually the guy.
Yeah, you're the one who's supposed to keep track of that shit for us.
Normally I do, but I haven't seen any articles lately. It usually pops up on my Google feed, so I read them. But I haven't seen much. Oh, you know what? It'll continue in October. Prodigy will. Because the first, what was it, first 5 or 6 episodes were released in early 2020, or sorry, the first 10 episodes were released early 2022, and then the latter 10 are going to be released in October.
Okay.
I didn't finish watching the first 10. I only watched like the first 5 or 6.
I haven't watched any of it.
What, Prodigy? That was pretty good.
It's a... Think of it as it's a kid's show.
It's another animated, isn't it?
It's animated. It's like, think of it as like the Star Trek version of Star Wars, The Clone Wars. It's kind of like that.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, very similar animation style.
Same type of storyline. It almost has nothing to do with Star Trek, with the exception of, like, Janeway.
Who is Janeway? I don't even know who the hell that is.
She's the captain. Voyager.
I've only watched bits of that also.
Oh, what a motherfucker. I accidentally put Khan on a goddamn 3-day fucking away team. I clicked the wrong shit. Son of a bitch.
Oh, that sucks.
Motherfucker.
I'm sorry. That's rough.
I joined late. Who is 45 matched up with?
Well, if this turns out to be the XSLB, I'm going to be annoyed because it's 49 again. Like, we literally trounced them right before you guys, like, to the point where you couldn't really even see them on the scoreboard. So if we're already doing repeats, that's going to be irritating. Because there's lots of servers we have not yet faced.
Well, apparently we're up against 20.
That's what I said in the beginning.
The toilet bowl. Yeah.
The toilet bowl, yeah.
My other concern, though, is that maybe they just did that for the XSLB, but we'll actually be on a bye week. Or, well, by month, I guess, because they mentioned that with the U.S. servers, there's not enough, so they'll rotate someone being out every time, and that would hurt my heart.
Yeah, that might be what's going on. Sounds like.
Can't we be on a bye week? At least we can think about what we've done.
Yeah, when first time we didn't right? lose.
It's the only way we're like the Lions and the Browns, man. 0-16.
You get that one in the. In the tie column? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. The bye, you don't get a tie.
You know what I mean? Hey, 0-3-1. All right.
You just don't have to go through the process of having another loss.
There you go. Thank you.
I'm telling you, our server's so bad, I'm to the point I just don't care no more.
Well, that's part of the problem.
Dude, the thing is, you guys weren't that bad.
You get a bunch of people that don't care, now they're not going to try. If you don't try, you...
For 3 incursions, I stopped what I was doing and played my ass off.
Honestly, you guys were far more difficult than the other 2 servers we faced. You guys had much better shield discipline. You had a couple knuckleheads that didn't know shit about and basically fed PD... But for the ship destroying isn't that much in terms of points anyway. But you had plenty of people that knew what they were doing. So
yeah, but then we had a bunch of people with no shield discipline.
You didn't even no. You really didn't. We got raids here and there. But the reality is that last one, it felt like you guys really put it all together, and. You just happened to come up like 45 just had better execution on that day. We really did very well on making sure that there were people were shielded in the right systems, etc. So like, I think a lot of other servers had you gone out and done that, you would have done well. But I could also see how, because you guys just lost yet again, it's disheartening. Now people are starting to say fuck it and throw up their hands. And so you could continue the slide. But honestly, if you guys played the way you did last time, you would have beat the other 2 servers we faced, no question.
I think the biggest thing is disheartening from last time to me is we had a couple players that failed in shield discipline that are really good, active players, and they fucked major amounts of resources, and it's the ones you didn't expect it from.
Right. Well, you know what? Life happens to anybody.
Yeah, and I get it, but fuck, you got so long to prepare. Just move your shit.
That, and there's too much of us staying on our own server.
Yes, you had way too many guys like, oh, we're going to PvP over on our own server. Thanks for the points. That was a bit, because again, unless you're doing 3 times the damage, you're losing even if you win. Like I had some people that, you know, could blow up my ship, but you know, I'd take them down to, you know, they'd have like 20% of their hull left. That's a major win for me. I'm getting more points.
Yeah, and there was nobody on y'all server when it started. Everybody was on ours.
Well, that, I mean, with regards to 45, they have half the population we do. So, ultimately, there's going to be more targets on our server.
True.
Also true. We have kind of culled out a lot of people.
Well, that comes back to the soft server business. It basically, our server would be in a very similar situation if we were much harder on our own server. If we, you know, were more militant, did more wars, hit OPL, and did all that kind of stuff to make the game kind of miserable for some people that can't defend themselves, then those people would have fallen off and not been in the game to lose to the other server.
Yep, there's truth in that.
So that's something that 45 did that we have. So that's another major difference.
Yeah, the only reason we were able to make it up against 31 and 42 was that they have like closer to the population size that we do. But 45 is just, there's like nobody there. You guys may have like 1,000 active players.
But there was a lot of players on
40. 800,000.
And didn't participate. There, I know I've seen a lot of guys that I've never seen participate that had a lot of resources. But they did what they're supposed to and moved to a low system and put their shield up.
Right.
Well, I mean, I went through all the lower level systems when I was on 45. And I found bases that were shielded. Some were not, obviously, and I, you know, took whatever I could there. But there, I mean, 45 was not populated. Like, I could count. Maybe I encountered like 100 bases total. All those systems. I mean, that was not a lot, including TC. So either like the entire population was.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we are definitely a lower population. Like we did because we made it miserable. It's a double-edged sword. It culled out a lot of people that are not as PvP oriented. And when they did, I feel like when they did our group of servers as well, they released more at once. And all of them, like, it seems like none of the 40s that I've spoken with or whatever has a significant population. Like, we're down to around 800 to 1,000 active. Some of the others are like 1,300, 1,400, but nobody's at like, you know, 2,500, 2,800 active players or anything like that.
I'd say we got about 2,000, a little over.
Right, right. But you're one of the earlier servers. You weren't early to right. Our group.
Sure.
What does Biscopoli's got to have some kind of threshold at how many players they expect to have on any given server? Does anybody know what that is? Or have a guess?
And I don't have a clue. There used to be. Oh, I don't know. I'm seeing if I have it bookmarked. At one time, there was a website through Scopely you go through and it showed population, but now who knows if that's accurate? Nah, I don't have it bookmarked no more. I think I deleted all that shit. No, I don't. Because I just finally got where I didn't care. So I didn't look at it.
I want to pivot to Miles O'Brien. I was so pissed at him not working as I thought he would. In Clips Armadas.
So what did you expect him to do? And what does he actually do?
It says he increases the shots by 100%.
Right. But
for 3 rounds, right? And first of all, they released him and then they nerfed him. But in a Clips Armada, your shots are 844 and, you know, 044, right? I was thinking if he's going to increase the shots by 100%, you know, you'd have like 16-8-8 and then 8-8 the next round. But he increases base. So the base firing pattern for Estella that's not in an Eclipse Armada is 2-1-1 and 0-1-1. So he only increases it to by 2-1-1, 0-1-1 shots every round. I'm just like, so instead of my firing pattern be 16-8-8 and 0-8-8, it was 10-5-5 and 0-5-5.
Yeah. Is not as effective as your thing.
Yeah, exactly.
He will. Yes, but I didn't think about that with the stealth either. I don't. The only time I do that is when somebody sends me a message or help or something, so I don't pay no attention no more.
Right, but he has. If you get him high enough or max him, he goes from like 25% chance to 50% chance at tier 5 at extra firing. So if you can, if he procs more times, or more than once in a 3-round span, it actually increases your shots by a lot. Like, because I remember I had he proc'd twice when I was in an auger against a Cardassian Armada, so I had like 3 obliterator shots one round. I'm like, oh nice, it's like 3 million damage for me. Yeah, no, I mean he's great for he's great for Armadas, especially if you got him at a higher tier. But and I tried him with Pike Moreau and O'Brien.
So what does the percentage go up to?
It's not the captain ability. It's the sidecar ability. It's the officer ability. Because Miles has an officer ability.
Okay, so then you're just looking at synergy to be able to boost that.
Alone, it's 25% tier 1. And then at tier 5, it's 50%. So there's like whatever's in between the other three stages.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's... They're going to come out with strike team officers for other ships.
Don't assume that. Do not assume that.
Well, they would eventually, but who fucking knows when we'll get it.
If I had strike team line right now, my Crozier would eat everything on our for life.
What about the that's right. The Crozier is the 56 ship.
The battleship. I don't have line and. I've run into that crew a few times, and I'm talking just smoked me. This morning, I did, but I hadn't got to test it. Lethal had it on a much smaller ship. It was on his Vorcha, so I had him by power by 30 million. And I hit him with Gorkin Mud and Worf and got him in the first round before strike team could proc. But now if Mud wouldn't have activated and doubled the shots, he would have smoked me.
What about putting on the Dedarix?
On the what?
The Romulan warship.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, if Inko busts out his strike team on his Dedarix, I mean...
He probably doesn't even have the strike
team. He's got all three epics. He's got all three epics.
Yeah, I don't...
He has the epics. He did not have the strike team, because I was blowing up his Dedarix. It's the only ship of his that I could just take straight up with my Sanctus because I had the triangle. But if he had had the strike team, it wouldn't have worked out well. So he did not seem to have the strike team.
Because he hasn't been playing, so he hasn't bought it. But I could just imagine like a tier 5 Dedarix with strike team maxed, because Inko would max him, and it would just be like 75 shots per round before you.
He would have got as much as he could. I don't think anybody's got him maxed yet.
I don't know. I'd have to ask Venom to see what his is. I know I'd have to go look at the battle log, but Venom had strike team on Borcha, and I hit him. I had him almost doubled in power, and he just eat me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, even on my fucking, I don't have all three of them. I just have La'an and Una. And even with that, with the 85% shot doubling or whatever the fuck it is, or 75 or 85% by round like 9 or 10, I'm throwing out like goddamn 15 shots a round or something crazy.
Yeah, I've got the battle log actually from that one, but I had never took the time to go through it.
I mean, what I did was I only got Una. So I have Una flanked by Giorgio and Tyler. And then I debuffed Justin Strife's Enterprise. He's a I think he's a level 48 with a max enterprise, and like with my level 35 auger, I was able to blow his thing up, buffed in 5 rounds.
Yeah, I don't lose against enterprises. That somebody tried to hit me with Yuki in the PvP event on an enterprise that was actually a little bit bigger than mine. Mine's only like 6 million, or on my auger's only like 6 million, and they had like a 7 million enterprise, even with Yuki on there.
The enterprise has no counter for a strike team on a battleship.
Yeah, especially with the Una's shield mitigation against explorers, the mitigation removal. It's just nasty.
The only way you could try and attack a battleship now is you got to use a D4 with a Lorca Killy HG Worf to get that double kinetic shot out, do just massive damage. Then eventually strike team will overpower it.
Venom had strike team full energy. His Vorcha 75 mil. It was against my Crozier, 125 mil. In the 4th round, he hit me 20 times.
Yeah, if you max, I think, I don't remember, what's the percentage that she gets for max synergy? It's like 140 or something, isn't it?
I'm not sure about having her. I had never paid that close attention.
It's something like that. Like, my Tribune in round 2 will fire like 33 shots. It's kind of nuts.
There's some people with Tribunes that were taking out those G5 ships like they were standing still.
Oh, yeah, I killed several of them in their incursions. And I don't have strike team.
But yeah, the strike team is, you throw that on there because that battleship has the ship ability is to multiply shots, provided that it's burning, right? So that's what that does. And then you throw the strike team on there that gives you an extra 1.5 shots each round. I mean, that's just insanity.
And without having them, so they're stacking on the Tribune.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that's why I said, man, I saw people with like modest Tribunes that were taking out 100 million G5 ships. Like,
I was killing Vorchas. I could kill 100 million dollar. Wow, I wish I had that. 100 million power Vorchas. I'd kill 4 or 5 of them without repairing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what crew they're going to come out with next. I guarantee you it's going to be a whole breach crew because they've had a hard on for explorers for a while. So,
but the most important part of the game that threatened the game was Gala. That's why they had to nerf it for a while.
Yeah, they don't care about somebody getting off 33 shots in round 2, but god damn it, you can't. You got to buy those Cardassian Armada officers. You have to.
Yeah, DT is telling me, get Gala, and I'm like, who the fuck's Gala? I'm scrolling through, I'm like, who the fuck is he talking about?
You mean this chick I ain't used since, like, Ops 20? Like, what the fuck is this? I knew about Gala a while back, because when we were running Armadas, some people would run PM Gala, and then, like, somebody was like, why the fuck are you running a Pike Moreau crew? That's stupid. And people are like, actually, it's not, dipshit. Look at the battle log. And you just have one person run it to reduce the Armada's crits. And people have been using that for a while, but
yeah, that was hilarious. Or like Miles O'Brien, where had to nerf him. Like, they released him and he's doubling shots like every round, and all of a sudden, like, oh wait, only for 3 rounds now.
And see, to me, like, for the higher level players, these new officers for these Armadas don't mean shit because we can kill the Armadas with what we got. So why am I going to buy them? I'll just get them naturally and get them whenever. I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, I've already gotten Miles and Kira without spending any money. And, I wasn't too impressed, man. I got fucked up. I'll tell you that.
I haven't used them. I've got the same 2 you have, but now I don't even think I put them on a ship.
I've done 5, 6 in Miles, and that does all right. You know, that's okay.
Nerys, Miles, if you have full synergy and they're leveled up, they're really nice. But I was running Nerys, Miles, and Nero on the Augur. Every time you, like, so the good part about it is Nerys's captain ability is if you hit the Armada with a weapon, decrease the Armada by X percent, the dodge speed and or the dodge shield mitigation and armor. So if you have files active and you've got a high shot volume ship, like a battleship, so 4 or 5 rounds, so and then it's doubled, right? So if the auger does 4 and then does 8, and then the next round it does 10 and 10, you're decreasing, well, for tier 1, you're decreasing by like 80% or 100% the shield mitigation, dodge, and armor of the armada. If you have miles proc twice, let's say like a spendy fish, and you're getting like 12 to 15 shots, that's decreasing by 120%, 150% of your attack, of course. So it could be pretty useful. And Kira's captain ability is it reduces the cumulative, and it reduces the critical damage by 4% every round. So that 25 rounds, 100% reduction critical hits. Nobody's paying attention. I'm fucking done here.
No, I'm paying attention.
No, I'm not gonna lie. I'm pretty checked out already. I'm actually doing stuff for work right now.
Ouch. So I mean, like, I run that crew when I don't have my other crew, my primary mod crew on the other ship. It works out. And then of course that, you know, for the warp range that I can't reach, I just send my my Franklin.
Any of you son bitches down there got anything to say?
Negative.
I like how smooth answers for him.
Yeah, nobody's got their hand up, so we've been here a while.
What's up, Madam Stargazer? What's going on?
Not much. You guys having fun?
Kirk's not having fun. We're having a blast.
Understandable. Have a nice day. The fucking I don't know if any of y'all motherfucking, this is just a side thing, but has anybody ever watched the old Beavis and Butthead where Beavis is like working in a call center and he's got the headset on and somebody like calls to complain and he just goes, I understand your frustration, and he's anyway, they made that shit into a meme. I use that all the time. Alright, anyway, Tech, we're out of shit, man. Let's just go to the after party.
What you guys wanna do? You guys all done? Be sure to do all the social things that please do all the things social media asks you to do. Like, subscribe, comment, listen, download, wherever you are, whenever you are, at any point in time. This has been Trek Talk. I'm TechMan16.
I'm Kurt.
I'm Handy.
And I'm Boom.
And we'll see you guys next time.